on KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Glenn Stanton joins us for another look at work he's done for the Daily Citizen. Glenn, thanks for taking the time.
It's good to be with you, Steve. Thank you. And I'm glad it's Friday.
Yeah. You know what? I always have mixed feelings that way because, you know, Friday for most of us means the weekend's just around the corner. However, I've tried to purpose, you know, sometimes the action comes before the feeling, Glenn. Thank you, Lord, for the work that you give for us to do and in so glorifying him. But yeah, I'm with you. But I tell you, I've got plenty of honeydews headed over the weekend. I should probably thank God for those too.
But no, hey, absolutely.
Glenn, before we jump into a story that you've written for the Daily Citizen, for those not familiar, if you could let us know what the Daily Citizen is, an outreach from Focus on the Family, and how folks can connect with it.
Yeah. I get to write for the Daily Citizen here and there. And the Daily Citizen, and thank you for asking that, Steve, the Daily Citizen is an online public policy magazine that Focus on the Family publishes. And I work with a great team here of writers who show up every day looking at the news and saying, what news stories can we explain to help the body of Christ understand what matters and how we should look at these things? And so great research goes into these articles. But yeah, it's not specifically public policy, but largely cultural and public policy issues that are happening today. And we write on these and we talk about the ups and downs of them and how we should think about these things as Christians. And there's a great diversity of kinds of writings that we do. Some of them are heavy research. Some of them are political reporting. Some of them are observations about just what's happening in the culture and how we as Christians should think about them. And the topic that we're going to talk about today falls in that latter category. So, yeah, thank you for helping people understand what this great resource and tool, the Daily Citizen, is.
Yeah, and at no cost. I mean, just go online and go to thedailycitizen.com. thedailycitizen.com and find those categories and resources and more. Provided by the team at Focus on the Family and people like Glenn Stanton, who recently wrote an article. Let me read the title, Correcting the White House. God became man at conception, not birth. Glenn, what were you addressing here in the article you wrote, just a couple days ago on the 10th?
Yeah. So what this story is about is the White House on Monday sent out a presidential message that was good. What it essentially was recognizing what the Roman Catholic Church recognizes as what's called the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. And that is a holy day in the Catholic liturgical calendar where, and this is a different theology than most, you know, than all evangelicals hold, but it holds that Mary, who was the mother of Jesus, she was conceived without sin. And that's what the Feast of the Immaculate Conception is. In an interesting turn, the White House recognized that and celebrated that as a day. And I have a link to the presidential statement, and they are just simply recognizing, and I think we as evangelicals can recognize, it is a, even if we don't adopt that specific theology, it's a recognition of the Jesus story and that Jesus was a historical man, that he became God, that he was God and became man, and that this happened over 2,000 years ago, and we still recognize it today. And it's a central thing. The incarnation of God in the person of Jesus Christ is something that is central to all Christians. And so we at Focus on the Family, we applaud the White House for at least bringing up that point and reminding the world that, yeah, Christianity is centered in a miracle, and that is that God became man. John 1:14 says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And but what's interesting, though, is the White House got one line wrong, and it was a very important line. And we don't fault the White House for this. When you're editing copy and things like that, sometimes things can pop through. And first of all, let me tell you what they got right. And most of this was like very good. And again, we don't add focus on the family, and as evangelicals hold to the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. But again, I just explained why, you know what, we can give that a pass. But the statement properly said, Mary's decision forever altered the course of humanity. And in fact, it altered the course of all of redemptive history. Mary saying yes to the angel Gabriel to say, yes, I will carry the Son of God in my womb. But then the White House went on at the end of the third paragraph of their statement, and in the article, we have a link to the presidential declaration, the statement. The statement says this: 9 months later, God became man when Mary gave birth to a son, Jesus, who would go on to offer his life on the cross for the redemption of sins and the salvation of the world. Of course, the last part of that statement is absolutely right. But no, God did not become man when Mary gave birth to Jesus 9 months after the conception of Jesus in her womb, God in her womb. He became man at that moment of conception. And so that's an important point to illustrate and highlight. And that's what my article is about.
Yeah, you know what? And in preparation for this, I wanted to read this, Glenn, from the American College of Pediatricians. Now, this goes back to March of 2017, where it says, the predominance of human biological research confirms that human life begins at conception, fertilization. At fertilization, the human being emerges as a whole. I'm going to press on because there's verbiage here used that other people use in conversations that you want to be equipped with. At fertilization, the human being emerges as a whole, genetically distinct, individualized, zygotic, living human organism, a member of the species Homo sapiens, needing only the proper environment in order to grow and develop. The difference between the individual in its adult stage and in its zygotic stage is one of form, not nature. And the statement focuses on the scientific evidence of when an individual human life begins.
We
can actually expand on some of that as what I was saying and using it in other conversations, but let's focus on what you put in the article. And a couple of things that come to mind for me is, you know, when I saw this article, Glenn, I said, look, the president is not a chief theologian. He's our commander in chief. And I was reminded of that several years ago during an election when the religion came into, you know, religious belief of candidates came in. And I remember many Christians saying, "Why I can't vote this way?" But and I remember, well, I'm going to. I'm not electing a chief theologian. I'm electing. Yeah. So consider that. But then also, I appreciate you, Glenn, in your act as a Berean. You know, when you hear something. But I think you also applied 2 Timothy 4:2. In your correction of the White House, I'll read from the New Living Translation. Here, the English Standard Version, from 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort. Now listen to this, with complete patience and teaching. And I think that was your intention, you know, I'm going to stumble and say something wrong on occasion. And I would hope Glenn, my brother and my friend, that you would correct me gently.
Yeah. And, you know what? And that, yeah, that's the thing is like we you know, we praise the White House for like pointing out this important part of like the Christmas story of Jesus became man and was born. And the other part that I talk about in the article is that later on in Luke, we are told that when Mary gets this news, she has this little life growing within her, and it's God who became man. And she goes to the hill country, to the town of Judea, to visit her cousin Elizabeth. And Elizabeth is old of age, and she has been barren her whole life, but she is pregnant with another child miraculously, and that is John the Baptist. And when Mary walks into Elizabeth's house and Elizabeth sees Mary walk in, something happens in Elizabeth's womb. John the Baptist leaps in her womb in what I think is clearly an act of worship and joy at the arrival of the Savior in the womb of Mary. So that's the thing, like the Christ story starts not in a manger, but in the womb of a humble Mary from, you know, the Middle East over 200,000 years ago, or 2,000 years ago, sorry. And that's important for us to understand. And the first person to really recognize Jesus and serve as his forerunner, that happened in the womb as well, and that was John the Baptist. So remind Christians, and we need to understand that the Christian story, the Christ story, starts in the womb of two women, Mary and Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist.
I think that's a good place to end our conversation about the article found at the Daily Citizen, thedailycitizen.com. Just do a search for Glenn Stanton. The article is Correcting the White House, God Became Man at Conception, Not Birth. And let me give this tease. There's more to the article. I love that you included C.S. Lewis, one of my favorites in your article, Glenn. But we'll leave that tease for the audience to go and make sure they read through the entire article. So much appreciate your time and diligence and Berean ship. Is that a word?
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
And very Merry Christmas to you. And all of your family and friends and the staff at Focus on the Family. Appreciate you, Glenn Stanton.
Blessings to you, Steve. Thanks, man.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.